I'm Bob Doty reporting. Macedonian riot police have cracked down on angry crowds of migrants stranded in a no-man's land at the border with Greece, where thousands have been waiting for passage since Macedonia declared a state of emergency Thursday. The migrants surged forward during the night, demanding passage through Macedonia as they seek to enter the European Union, looking for jobs and better living conditions. Riot police used tear gas, stun grenades, and barriers of barbed wire early Friday to hold the crowds at bay. On Thursday, Macedonia declared a state of emergency and announced it will send troops to its border with Greece to stop illegal migrants from pouring into the country. The move has stranded at least 1,500 men, women, and children in a no-man's land between the two countries. Nearly all the migrants are from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Far-left members of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' ruling Syriza party are forming a new party. The 25 members say the split is the result of their disappointment over Mr. Tsipras' reversal of a promise not to implement new austerity measures in exchange for bailout funding from the European Union. Mr. Tsipras is leaving office and informed the president of his resignation Thursday. He's calling for a snap election September 20th, just 7 months after taking office. After months of contentious negotiations with Greece's creditors before getting its bailout package, finance ministers in Brussels and the Greek citizens are likely hoping the country breaks its cycle of dependency and moves toward being self-reliant. The latest bailout deal is Greece's third rescue package in 5 years. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un placed his military on high alert and declared a quasi-state of war in frontline areas Friday after North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near the border. Following an emergency meeting of the North's Central Military Commission, Mr. Kim said frontline units would enter a wartime state starting at 5 p.m. local time Friday, according to the Korean Central News Agency. Thursday's violence began when North Korea fired shells at South Korean military positions along the western border. The South responded by launching dozens of 155-millimeter artillery rounds at the North. In Bangkok, security has been tightened in a bid to reassure locals and visitors following the deadly blast on Monday at a religious shrine that left scores dead and injured. VOA's Ron Corbin reports.
Thai authorities Friday increased security across the capital, with police and military units taking a higher profile, especially with patrols at tourism sites popular with overseas visitors. But authorities reported little official progress in their investigation, which has mainly focused on the grainy image of the suspected bomber, a young man who police have described as a foreigner, seen leaving behind his backpack at the shrine shortly before the blast. More than 20 countries have issued travel warnings to their nationals to be vigilant while visiting Bangkok. As the country heads into its peak tourism season in the months ahead, tourism authorities are planning roadshows to build confidence, especially for visitors from South Korea, Hong Kong, Japan, and China. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
U.S. President Barack Obama is continuing to call on members of Congress to support the Iran nuclear deal. Should Iran seek to dash toward a nuclear weapon, all of the options available to the United States, including the military option, will remain available through the life of the deal and beyond, Obama wrote in an August 19th letter addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, a New York Democrat. The letter also says the U.S. is prepared to increase missile defense funding for Israel, which has strongly opposed the nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced Friday he would call snap elections after the failure of coalition talks and a rise in tensions over military action against Kurdish rebels. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu had abandoned efforts to form a coalition government earlier this week when talks ended with two smaller parties. Political analysts say discontent has been growing because of renewed fighting with the PKK Kurdish rebel group. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London.